The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, the very gorgeous woman sitting behind me here, of course, is Claire, who likes to join us on hour number three of every Friday show to offer her perceptions on what's going on in the world. And I know you wanted to start off with something just now happened at the United Nations.
Yes. Forgive me, but I think that the gentleman who said this is losing his grip on reality. Ron Prosser, who is the Israeli representative to the UN, has demanded of fellow UN members that they must stop a ship trying to get to Gaza. The name of the ship is the Estelle.
That's the sailboat.
And, you know, to listen to the absolute bellicose rhetoric of this guy on this issue, you would think that the ship was actually carrying nuclear weapons, dual-use items.
It's carrying crayons.
It's carrying crayons and desperately needed food.
And medicine.
And I thought, this from a country where there has just been public documentation released that before the siege of Gaza started, the Israeli government planned the caloric intake of the Gazans under siege just enough that they wouldn't starve to death.
Yeah,
it is the same government.
Slow starvation control. These are crimes under international law.
Yeah.
And what's going on here is Israel does not want to have another confrontation because they understand every time they pick on one of these little tiny boats full of humanitarian aid workers and there's nothing on the boat but food and medicine, it makes Israel look bad, and we can't have Israel looking bad.
Well,
that is not to be allowed. So the reason Prosser, he wants the UN to order the Estelle to take all the food and crayons and goodies over to Syria to deal with the Syrian humanitarian crisis caused by Assad, which we know is nonsense. It's caused by all those U.S. weapons going into that hired mercenary army.
Right.
But Israel wants to avoid having to go out and stop the ship, and yet they'll have to do it because if the ship gets through, if the Estelle gets through to Gaza, the blockade is down. And you know, Israel is very much like the United States of America, in which they never let up. It's like the U.S. embargo against Cuba after all these years. It's the reason you can't buy Cuban rum or Cuban cigars, because by golly, the United States government knows how to carry a grudge. They're still carrying a grudge against Iran for the 1979 revolution. And the Israel is carrying a grudge against Gaza that they won't just blow away. They're still carrying a grudge against Gaza that Gaza elected Hamas as their government. That's what this is all about. The Gazans wouldn't vote for the government Israel wanted them to have, and so close the borders and slowly starve them until they surrender their elected government and accept Israeli proxy rule. This is, by the way, exactly what the Soviet Union did to West Berlin. And what did the world do? They mounted the Berlin airlift to keep the food and medicines going in there to say that, by golly, you're not going to starve people into surrendering their elected government. But when it's Gaza, well, it's Israel doing it, so we have to look the other way or they'll scream Holocaust and Hitler at us again. And I'm sick and tired of seeing Valkyrie on cable TV.
You know, creating malnutrition is one of the worst, most insidious weapons against a people or a population that
it's
controlling.
It's considered collective punishment. Yeah. It is illegal under the UN Charter. It is illegal under international humanitarian law. It is considered a war crime to engage in collective punishment using food and water and other resources. If you go back and you read that UN Declaration, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Israel is supposed to abide by it because they are members of the United Nations, even though they've never kept any of the conditions that were put on their membership. They're supposed to abide by that, and they aren't. Once again, flagrant violation of human rights, and the U.S. will stand up in the Security Council and go, veto, 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 veto. Always must protect Israel. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And what should we talk about this segment?
Well, I think that one thing that we do need to pay attention to, honey, is the disintegrating situation in Syria. You are seeing more and more of the ethnic divide between the Shiite and the Sunni Muslims, with the Sunni being the armed mercenaries against the Shiite populations. And so we're seeing this interplay of Sunni-Shiite rift, which was played out to a terrible degree in terms of Iraq. And we're seeing that card being pushed again. And the other thing that very much concerns me, and for anyone out there who may be a part of a faith community and lifts things up in prayer, it might not be a bad idea on Sunday to lift the Syrian Christians up, because these people are getting, they are being ethnically cleansed from Syria, and they have been living in Syria.
They're getting it from both sides. Yeah. It's mostly the hired mercenaries, because they are militant jihadists. They're Al-Qaeda. The U.S. is now admitting, yeah, we're giving them guns, but they're working for us. And they're targeting Christians.
Yeah. And, I mean, the thing that just, it's a palm to forehead moment for me, because I do know a little bit about the religious history of the region. And Muslims and Christians have lived together in a number of countries for centuries without problem. And some of the news that is coming out of Syria right now is that some of the Syrian Christian communities are actually protecting some of the Shiite Muslim communities and having them within the walls of monasteries and convents because they're afraid that their neighbors, who happen to be Shiite Christians, and their families may be shot dead.
Yeah, it's an ugly, ugly situation. And again, all of this is about which currency shalt be worshipped from here on out. That's really mm-hmm. what it's all about. And everything else is just stirred up, you know, to cause trouble, to make us think that we have to obey our leaders, weapons of mass destruction, the terrorist threat, they're going to attack our banking system. All of this is the unending flood of lies that are used to get you to throw your children onto the bayonets of the designated enemy. And right now, the designated enemy is any nation not using the U.S. dollar for their commerce. That is, it is that obvious and that simple right now. Syria is being set up for invasion and overthrow. The U.S. government is looking for something they can say to convince you to justify overt U.S. military intervention. They understand we're a war-weary people, and I don't think it's going to happen between now and the election. But they're looking for a reason to go in there because they're hoping that if Syria is attacked, that this will finally drag Iran in. And Iran, of course, is the big target because they have all that oil that must be brought back in under the dollar. Because as long as there's just one major oil producer selling their oil for other than the dollar, other nations are going to want to do business with them. Because going direct to the supplier with their own currency makes the oil and energy cheaper than, first of all, having to send real physical products and goods to the United States to get a paper ticket to then go over to the oil company and get the oil that they need.
And if, in fact, the U.S. government is able to get this war going, because right now, Mike, to the best of my analysis, we don't have the troop strength, we don't have the money, and we sure as heck don't have the manufacturing for a successful outcome with a war against either Syria or Iran right now.
Well, I think in the case of Syria, more and more America's wars are being fought by the wonder weapons, the drones, cruise missile strikes, flights from the aircraft carriers. I mean, the United States has more aircraft carriers and assault ships than the rest of the world put together. Mm-hmm. So this is very much a mechanized war. No, the Wehrmacht. This is a return to the concept of the Blitzkrieg and the Wehrmacht and simply overwhelm, whether you call it Blitzkrieg or shock and awe. It's the same basic idea. Go in with as many people as you got and all the wonder weapons and just overwhelm them as quickly as possible. But the fact of the matter is going into Iran is going to bring us into a confrontation with Russia and China, both of whom have already indicated they're not going to let this dominance of the dollar go any further than it already has.
And one thing that most people need to understand, but it has been given very short shrift in the corporate media, is that as of this last July, China has been developing oil in the southern oil fields of Iran. Any attack against Iran will be construed by the Chinese government as an attack against China's national interests. And I think we need to kind of think long and hard about that. China is a very energy hungry country.
They're energy hungry. They've introduced their own value-based trade currency. They don't want to use the dollar any longer. And they have a lot of kids they can put into uniforms. And so the reality is, in the event of a conventional war with Russia and China, the U.S. is not going to be able to win. And that means somewhere between making that big mistake and final capitulation by the United States government, they will start turning those little keys in the silos. And this will inevitably must go into a truly nuclear war, targeting each other's centers of wealth and financial centers. And yeah, New York is going to be a first strike target because all of the evil of all of this private central banking is coming out of there. In fact, I would say probably Russia and China will target all of these money centers. As having been the author of all these, they'll hit the IMF and the ECB and the World Bank. They may hit the Rothschilds' mansions. They understand exactly why we're hovering on the edge of a global nuclear war. It's all about forcing private central banking onto the entire world to bring about a global fascist dictatorship. And the Russians and Chinese are just not going to go along with that.
Mike, I've got a question for you. Before that point is reached, do you think that the U.S. is going to go back to a draft?
Oh, they have to. I think, in fact, I mentioned earlier on the show, as soon as the election is over, we're going to see members of both parties stand up and say the time has come for a draft, mm-hmm. and they're going to start drafting our young people. Don't worry, we've got all these illegal immigrants to do all the work while our educated, smart kids are over there fighting our wars for us.
And this time, they're not only coming for our young men, they're going to be coming for our young women as well.
There's feminism for you.
Well, maybe not exactly in the way some people envisioned it. But, yeah, they're going to be coming after not only your sons, but your daughters as well. And the ability for any kinds of exemptions are going to be extremely minimal this time.
That's true. If you're worth anything less than $25 million, you have to go.
Yes. Remember how it seemed very interesting that it was the people back in Vietnam who had money and wealth and influence who got the deferments.
They got the deferments, yeah. Or they got the rear echelon positions.
Yeah.
I mean, when a very young Al Gore mm-hmm. went to do his, quote, tour of duty in Vietnam, he was basically escorted around the rear echelon areas. I got a wonderful photo of him pointing his own rifle at his own head, trying to figure out, how does this strap go on there? And it was just a joke. He never saw combat. He was never close to combat. He was in the rear echelon. He was playing tourist. He was playing war tourist. And then came back and said, yes, I was there. Same thing with George W. Bush, who spent his Vietnam service flying jets over Texas in the Air National Guard, which is a lot of fun. And if you're a good pilot, it's not all that risky. There's an interesting story. We all know how John F. Kennedy was a hero because of PT-109. And the backstory most people don't know, because of obviously they used it to make him a big hero. Where he was sent in the Pacific was an area where there wasn't a lot going on. But he was sent down there because, well, we all know how Kennedy was with the girls, and he was getting some girls in trouble. And because he was being groomed for political office, they figured, well, we'll send him over to the other side of the world for a while and let all the scandal cool down.
What's the worst that can happen, right?
Yeah, they get rammed by a ship. And to his credit, John F. Kennedy did save some of his shipmates, and he did sustain a very serious injury that did plague him for the rest of his life. But he wasn't down there to be a hero. He was sent to what was thought to be a safe area of the war zone to sort of get him out of town and get him away from the scandal. And that's how that all came about. So these children of wealth and privilege, they very, very rarely see combat. Some of them, they want to. They want to go out there and see combat. And they'll wind up, you know, getting into trouble. But for by and large, look at the members of Congress. Very, very few of them have kids on the front lines. They have kids in the rear echelon areas. They have kids who are officers, and they're in the middle of the fleet and the battle group.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have their own kids out on the front line where those rapidly moving metal objects are whizzing by their heads.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we got to grab a real quick phone call before the end of the segment. Joe in Florida, aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. Thank you for you and your wonderful wife and your great show.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words.
I just want to let you know I'm retired on Social Security, and I did donate to your drive. And I hope that helps.
Thank you very much for that. Every bit helps. Every bit helps.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, it's, you know, I know the people listening to this show, you don't have a lot of money. You're not the money junkies. You're not the 1%. You're the 99%. And one of the reasons the money junkies feel justified in crushing you all down into such poverty is to make you helpless to resist what they want to do. So when you stand up, you know, and you make a donation, or like that last person who called, she's cashing in her change jar. Yeah, every little tiny bit does help. There's no such thing as too small a donation when you're fighting to restore the republic.
It's a lot of little money chasing the big money. And that is sort of the way we can do it. We can get the message out there and get heard, because I cannot imagine a time in history, current history, when that has been more critically important.
Either can I. I just wanted to say, usually every day before you wonderful people come on, I listen to Alex Jones for an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that will never, ever happen again, because he's having a money drive, too. And he had George Norrie on.
We got a break for commercial. I am so sorry. I'd love to hear the rest of the story, but we got a break for commercial right here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah.
All righty here, just singing along with my wife here. We're so musical. It's the Mike and Claire show. Okay. All righty. So we're here in our almost get to the bottom of the hour, and you wanted to talk about this confluence of events that seems to be sort of shepherding, for lack of a better word, stampeding the world, actually,
yes,
toward obviously a new major escalation in this, all of this war and confrontation.
Yes, I have abandoned all belief in coincidence when it comes to the timing of geopolitical events.
Mm-hmm.
You've got U.S. military in Israel for the most massive military drill between the U.S. and Israeli military that's ever happened, meaning if there is any kind of a false flag that Israel sets off in an area of Israel, our men and women in uniform are going to be sitting ducks. You've got the political assassination in Lebanon, which is certainly to be blamed on Syria.
It's already being blamed on Syria, but it doesn't make any sense. Why would Syria do that?
No, it's completely illogical.
Yeah, and pardon me for interrupting, and I may keep into the next segment anyway.
All right.
But I want to make a point. We hadn't quite gotten to this. They've now identified that bombing that took place in Lebanon targeted a senior Lebanese intelligence officer. Now, remember, a long time ago, Syria and Lebanon were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Syria was in Lebanon helping them hold the Israelis at bay. Then there was this very weird assassination that was blamed on Syria. The Lebanese government told Syria, please leave. Syria didn't immediately, Israel invaded. Mm-hmm. So this looks like more of the same thing.
Yes. You've got the Israeli military on high alert at the Syrian border and also at the Lebanon border. You've got Hezbollah claiming responsibility for having sent that little drone over Israel, which did not make them particularly happy. You have a situation in Israel where they are about to declare all of the so-called, quote-unquote, illegal settlements legal.
Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says so.
You know, and which is going to marginalize the Palestinians even more. You've got Turkey and...
Now, you know
yes.
about the demographic bomb that's happened,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, yeah, they're, absolutely.
Yeah, the Jews are a minority in Israel right now. The
yes.
Arabs are the majority. So
yes.
it is an apartheid state where the minority is ruling the majority.
And I would imagine that the Palestinian response, should this move forward, is going to be singularly unpleasant and perhaps unstoppable. You've got the situation with Turkey today having shelled the border area of Syria. And so, and at the end also of these U.S.-Israeli joint military exercises, Joint Chairman Chief of Staff Dempsey is going to be in Tel Aviv, as well as his NATO counterpart. Now, all of these things are happening pretty much at the same time. These Israeli U.S. exercises will also not end until right after the U.S. presidential election.
Yeah, that's when it's
yeah.
all going to start.
Yeah.
You know, unless the economy takes a major tank, and by the way, the stock market did very, very badly today because of all the earnings reports. But unless the economy tanks, if Spain or Greece collapses mm-hmm. in the next 10 days,
yep.
I don't expect anything to happen until after the election. Once the election is over, you know, then who knows what is going to happen. If Obama wins a second term, we know that the U.S. still needs to invade Iran in order to force it back into the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But Obama is not going to be all that eager to do it. He's not going to be in a rush to do it. If Romney wins, then Obama still has basically 2 months to do whatever he feels like doing. And Obama might just kick off all kinds of problems, figuring that, hey, the Republicans are going to get the blame for it. So, you know, the election is going to basically tell us what's going on. So I don't think anybody's going to do anything precipitously before the election. The only wild card, of course, is Benjamin Netanyahu, what he's going to do, and, of course, the U.S. economy. And if the economy looks like it's going to tank, I'm still expecting they're going to have a false flag. They're going to crash the banking system computers, blame it on Iran, use the crash to duck having to pay the derivatives, use the crash to justify taking over the Internet, and basically use the crash to duck the responsibility for having wrecked the economy and say, oh, we were on the verge of getting it going. It's all Iran's fault. I didn't mean to wander off on a tangent.
No, that's all right. And the other and probably last but very important contingency, and you've mentioned this briefly, is Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel. Now, the Knesset has just dissolved in anticipation of the later January elections. Now, this gives Netanyahu, probably in his own mind, some quote-unquote wiggle room to kick off some kind of a war against Iran where Knesset members will have plausible deniability. Well, we weren't there. We didn't approve it. He just went on in and decided he was going to do it in this sort of vacuum transitionary period. But he may well feel that he has the ability, even if he does not have the support.
Technically, he does.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need the support. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Basically, the Kadima party abandoned the coalition government earlier this year, said we don't want to have anything to do with it. Now, in dissolving the Likud functioning, the Knesset functioning Likud has walked away. It's kind of like both the Republicans and the Democrats leaving Congress and saying to Obama, you do what you're going to do. You get the blame. We'll be back next year. Going to take a break after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I'm just reading about some of Berlusconi's bunga bunga parties, and it really is, they do live the eyes wide shut kind of lifestyle. But we're not going to get into that today because, Claire, you wanted to talk about the crime rate here in the United States of America.
Yes, I read an interesting statistic this morning that violent crime has gone up about 18% in this country, which is it's a rather intense number. But I have to look at people watching a very criminal government and criminal corporation and coming to the conclusion that, well, you know, if these people can do this with absolute impunity and abandon, why can't I, even when they know at some moral level that that kind of activity is just dead wrong?
I don't even think it's that abstract. I think it's just the reality with, 41% unemployment, 46 million people on food stamps, and the food stamp money isn't enough. I think the reality is basically people are driven to crime because they have no other alternatives. The social safety nets are gone. Now, we know that nonviolent crime has been going up over the last several years. Mm-hmm. As people go out and they'll pickpocket, they'll steal things, they'll burglarize. We had this really bizarre incident right here in the parking lot out in front of our home, where somebody stole the taillights off of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole truck, just the taillight assemblies. It's a very common, very popular model of truck. We had somebody steal the spare tire off of our Xterra while we still had the Xterra.
Right.
And because of the crime, you know, we now have security cameras and alarms and a digital recording system and everything for our home. But as people do what we did, put in alarms and TV cameras, and these passive forms of crime, like, you know, breaking the window and stealing the high def TV, which is cool in our case because it's broken anyway.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
sorry. As those options are closed off because people are buying stronger locks and chains and burglar alarms and everything, the crime does turn to violence. So I don't see this sudden uptick in violent crime as a new phenomenon. I think it's clearly an escalation of the society being driven to crime. You remember when the economy was first starting to go downhill, we actually had people in government telling girls, well, you know, this, you know, go out and be a prostitute. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good money. You'll get by on that. And with that kind of an attitude from government, you know, go on out and commit crimes. It's not surprising. We're seeing people, more and more people are dealing drugs, you know, as fast as the CIA can smuggle the stuff in there. And when they can't commit these passive crimes to get their next meal, desperation will drive them toward being violent. And because police departments are being cut all across the country, the criminals are figuring, okay, it's easier for me to go out and commit these crimes and not get caught. And especially if they're in a neighborhood that is a gun-free zone, these guys are out there saying, yee-haw, target-rich environment. I don't have to worry about the cops. I don't have to worry about the citizens. Of course, if they're up in that county in Oregon, they're going to probably run into a shotgun or two, but that's, I digress. But yeah, we're a society that's on the verge of collapse, and like any society that's on the edge of collapse, crime is going to be rampant. So you need to take responsibility for your safety, for that of your home and your family, because the cops aren't going to be there, depending upon where you live in this country. If you call 911, response is anywhere from 9 to 21 minutes away.
That's if you're lucky.
That's pretty much the range. And the crooks know that. And so they'll say, all right, I'm going to break into this house. I'm going to slap these people around. I'm going to leave dirty, greasy footprints all over their carpeting. And I'm going to get out at 8 minutes and 30 seconds before the cops can get here. We have callers on the line here right now. Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, to comment on this latest, yes, the crime stuff. What do they say? The fish rots from the head down.
Yes.
That was one of those things that that you find. You know, you posed a question earlier about starting a getting U.S. personnel on the ground in Syria right up front. And I was just sitting here looking at this, so I found something called the Global Mormonism Project, and it's a website on Brigham Young University. And there is a Mormon Mormon presence in Syria. Now the wicked part of our mentality comes forth, and just considering your question, and I would put nothing at all past these people, how's this? They take some of these CIA mercenaries, dress them up in the unit, you know, in some unit costume of a Syrian military, and then live on the internet, they grab a Christian girl to crucify her. But a Mormon missionary guy steps forward to take her place live on the internet, but it takes hours and hours to die, and there's your invasion by tomorrow at noon.
Well, it takes 4 days for a healthy person to die on the cross. It's an interesting scenario.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I can't find an argument against it. It would certainly work to get, you know, all the religious people, you know, up in arms over this situation. But again, these are the same people who look at Israel shooting up and bombing the Christian sites in Israel, and they don't seem to want to do anything about it. So I'm not sure how much reaction they'd get there.
But it was an interesting scenario, Scott.
You know, and again, the Mormons are a tiny minority in this country. So I think if a Mormon were to step up and take the Christian's place on the cross, I think it might actually defuse the situation, because as opposed to leaving the Christian just up there. But it is an interesting scenario, and the more I think about it, yeah, they get desperate enough, they might just try and do something like that. that evil Assad, he's crucifying Christians or throwing them to the lions or something like that. Bring back the ghost of Nero. You know, Assad is fiddling while Damascus burns or something like that. All right, we're going to switch over to Steve in Tampa. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike and Claire. I just want to say that I like it when Claire's on because she has her own little take on things and different perspective. So thanks for being on, Claire.
Mike and Claire, I wanted to
ask you both, where is this? We know that a tremendous amount of drugs are coming in or leaving Afghanistan, South America, Central America, mm-hmm. who knows where else. Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple weeks ago, I saw that the authorities, quote, seized 1,500 pounds of heroin, mm-hmm. which that's 3/4 of a ton. And I'm to understand that I think a ton looks like a car. Okay. That's a lot of drugs.
It's not a lot compared to the world flow.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
It's not a lot compared to the total world flow. But,
it looks good in the newspaper. That's my point. But can I ask my question now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's the little bit that they found. Okay, I wonder how much that breaks down into how many highs just that 3/4 of a ton, you know, equates to. And
in other words, how many people would actually be using?
I'm sorry, Claire?
How many people would actually be using that total amount of drugs?
No, how many highs do you get off of a ton of
heroin?
Well,
I think we don't know. Because we don't do heroin.
No.
You know, this is coffee. I know it's brown. It looks the same, but this is coffee. We don't really know. I'd have to look up the dosage. It would also depend on the purity of the opium coming in because mm-hmm. what they seized may have been, just already cut and distilled down or rather stepped on. That's the phrase I'm looking for. It's kind of a rough question, but it is a token amount. It may have been voluntarily given up by the opium smugglers, so the DEA could look good and like they're trying to deal with the problem, but we know that this stuff is flooding into the streets of the United States of America, just like it was doing back during Vietnam when it was being brought in from Kunsaw, right here in Hawaii. We know that during Iran-Contra, cocaine was being brought up from South America, sold in the streets of the United States. We have drug criminals running this government, and they're running it for their profit. And in the case of the CIA, they use a lot of that profit to fund operations not approved by Congress, to go out and just basically be a law unto themselves. Russia is apparently feeling the influx of this new bumper crop of opium from Afghanistan, and apparently it is so pure and so plentiful, it is very inexpensive, very easy to get, and it is so potent, they're already suffering an epidemic of overdoses, both in Russia and the United States of America. And it's another reason why Russia is very angry with the way the United States has been running Afghanistan. And we found mm-hmm. a whole new collection of photos of U.S. and allied troops protecting those opium poppy fields. We're going to be adding it to our page about Afghanistan here sometime.
That was my rhetorical part of the question, you know, how many highs do you get? But it seems to me like that volume of drugs, I just don't see it in the United States. I mean, there would have to be like half the population, you know, just screwed up.
A ton of it. You're dealing with people who are repeat users. You know, they're addicted, and they're using a little bit every day for 365 days a year. So if you're talking about a lump of opium the size of a car, and I am just guessing until I can go and look at the dosage numbers, but I'm saying probably that would supply someplace like Los Angeles for maybe 2 months.
And that's a lot right there. Okay. But my question is who could even afford it when you have so many people? You can't really buy, that many fixes with food stamps. So many unemployed. You know, it has to be going somewhere else besides the United States and Russia.
No, I mean, there's a huge drug. I mean, we've got drug problems all over this island. People are, you know, they're figuring, you know, why not party? I mean, there's no hope for the future. We're going off to war. We're going to have nuclear bombs falling down. There's a major drug problem on this island. Most of it is tied up in meth, less in heroin, but there's heroin right here as well. And they're paying for the heroin by going out and committing these crimes and violent crimes, because they know the cops are too busy writing traffic tickets to deal with that mm-hmm situation. And as far as right the food stamps are going on, we've seen situations where, you know, the food stamp money or the aid money is on these little cards. And these people will go into the supermarket. They'll buy a candy bar when the right when the money comes onto the card. And then they'll just get the change as cash. So they walk out of the store with a bunch of cash in their pocket and a candy bar, and they go visit their drug dealer. They eat the candy bar when they get the munchies, and it's kind of a problem. There's an enforcement situation. When Claire and I were getting involved in trying to help some of the food challenged around here, we would never hand out cash. First of all, it's a good reason to you know, a good way to get your skull cracked open and your wallet yeah stolen. But we would go down to the fast food companies and we'd get the little preloaded gift cards. So the only thing you could redeem them for is food, and we'd hand those out. So it is a problem, but I'm sure the heroin is going any place that people are going to buy their heroin, but we do know a huge amount of it is coming into the United States. It's prompted a whole new generation of heroin junkies, and
Well, can I just say one thing? Yeah. I think that is the next best thing, or the one step above suicide. You know, I mean, you're that desperate.
Being on, well, that, you know, there's you know, another counter argument. People able to escape into opium or cocaine or meth don't commit suicide because they've got an alternative escape. They're kind of away and pleasant and buzzed and so forth. But it does indicate a degree of desperation with the society. Got to let you go. Got another caller we need to get to. So thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Glenn in Portland. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The official reason for the call is to ask Claire if she consciously modeled that theme music that you're using now on Sweeney Todd by Stephen Sondheim.
No. I'm familiar with the book. I'm familiar with the show, but no. Sondheim is one of my favorite composers, and you know, it could be an unconscious homage. I really don't think so, though. But thank you for having asked.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I thought that's got to be from Sweeney Todd. Before Michael explained what it was.
Well, you know, there are only so many notes, and therefore only so many ways you can put them together.
Right.
Until we can get the dolphins to sing, and that
yes
opens up another three registers,
yes,
you know, five octaves of music we can write for.
It certainly does. I have a little bit of an announcement.
Okay.
You're familiar with James Corbett, who is also on
public
broadcasting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He did a series called The Last Words on some things like overpopulation and stuff like that. I have a room at the Hollywood branch of the Portland Public Library coming up Saturday next week, October the 27th. It's billed as October Surprise, Famous Last Words. I'm not sure whether you're familiar with James Evan Pilato of Media Monarchy. He has done a New World Next Week thing with James Corbett in the past. I'm hoping he'll be a guest of honor. But in any event, we are showing these Famous Last Word things, and we'll have public conversation. And
okay, we got about another 30 seconds, so time and location one more time.
Time and location, Hollywood Branch, Portland, well, it's actually the Multnomah County Library. I don't know the address. You can find the information on the web at realitytestevent.org.
Realitytestevent.org.
Yeah, it's event plural. realitytestevents.org. You can also get that on James Corbett's site.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to let you go here, and we've got about another minute left here. Was there anything else you wanted to mention real quick?
Yes, very quickly. In this time when a lot of us are feeling a lot of strife and anger and upset, It's really important to be kind to the people that we care about and to be kind to people in general, because you do not know sometimes the battles that they are finding. So I would urge our listeners and our readership just to, you know, if you're about to maybe snap at somebody, maybe a family member, maybe a kid, count to 10 and say, okay, you know, is this really the best and most appropriate way of me dealing with my upset and my anger? Just practice some kindness in these next couple of weeks. I think it's critical.
Unfortunately, because of the way we're brought up, we have a tendency to not strike back at the people hurting us.
Right.
But instead turn around and strike at the people who cannot hurt us.
Yes.
And so this is why they say the bovine excrement flows downhill.
Mm-hmm.
We understand it, but we shouldn't accept it any longer. If you're angry with somebody, if somebody's hurt you, deal with them.
Yes.
Don't take it out on family, friends, and the goldfish. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or are we supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return, and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead and the dying.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show. It's Friday, heading into the weekend, things like that going on. What Claire was saying Yeah, everybody is under stress right now, and we need to understand where the stress is coming from. It's not from our friends, it's not from our neighbors, it's not from our children, it's not from our spouse, it's not from the dog. We are under stress because we are living under a financial system that enslaves through debt and a government that is ready to send your children off to die to enforce that same system on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. We're dealing with the worst financial crisis in the history of the nation. And it could end, hopefully will end, with the collapse of the federal government so that they no longer have a motive to blow up the entire planet in service to the almighty dollar. So we're all feeling it. And I know around here locally, at night, we hear arguments around us. We hear domestic discord over the lack of money and people going hungry. In fact, as soon as the show is over, Claire and I are going out to the day-old bread place to stock up for the distribution tonight. And we're all just trying to get through this mess and just mark time because we know ultimately there's a huge financial crash coming and looks like probably going to hit before they can get the nuclear war going. I don't like either choice, nuclear war, financial crash. But if I have to pick between, it's like that guy was saying, the Gallup poll said, if you have to choose, which one do you want? Let's go for a financial crash because we'll all survive that. The bankers won't. They'll be unhappy. They'll have lost their wealth. But we, the people, can survive a financial crash a lot better than we can survive a global nuclear war. So be gentle with each other. Take care of your community. Start learning how to be a community. Because Big Daddy government is going to fall down, go boom, and you do need to be ready to take care of that. All righty, let's see. Little story to end the day on, kind of a lighthearted thing. You're probably noticing that despite the no-call list, the telemarketer ban list, that you're still getting calls. Landlines and mobile phones, they're finding ways around it. We have a company right here in Honolulu that has their call center in Guam, so they don't have to obey the do-not-call list. So the FTC has thrown down the gauntlet. They're offering, $50,000 reward for the best way to stop annoying calls. And my response to that is beheadings, make check payable to republicbroadcasting.org. So let's see. I already talked about the violent crime. Experts are saying that they're still not convinced BP is being honest about the new oil spill, that having identified a source of oil doesn't mean they've identified the only source of oil. And we know that British Petroleum and the U.S. government have such a terrible, terrible record for telling the truth that we ought not to take anything they say at face value. Final story for the day. Larry Silverstein has been trying to sue United Airlines for damages because they allowed 9/11 to happen and his buildings to be knocked down. The judge came back and said, I'm not really sure that's legit. United Airlines is the victim here as well. So Larry's going to have to, like, live without some of his billions, and we'll be back here Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. Hug your loved ones. Drive very, very carefully. Help your neighborhood any way that you can. Don't believe anything the corporate-owned media is telling you. Watch out for falling nuclear bombs. Support Republic Broadcasting and Aloha America.
It's true.